All right, now it's time to talk with Ben Smolsky, the Newburyport High School football coach. And, Ben, I'm looking at the preseason from the Boston Globe. It says this is your fifth season already. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Holy cow. All right, Coach, you know, we talked back in the spring. You had a good session in the spring. And most coaches I'm talking with for the first week or two of the season, they said it, transitioning from spring football to fall football, the only maybe challenge was that a lot of the kids went immediately to another sport, so you didn't have that long summer workout period with your football players.
Yeah, I would say definitely the transition into that off-season, you know, conditioning program, you know, that was definitely hindered a little bit. You know, plus they were early on, even in the spring, I mean, kids couldn't get in the weight room because of restrictions until probably April, and then April we were allowed to have a 20-person max in the weight room. So it was kind of, you know, it was tough, definitely rolling out the off season stuff based off of our current situation.
Well, tell me about your team, and then we'll talk a little bit about the first two games. Again, according to the preseason right up in the Globe, you had a lot of starter spots to fill, I guess, with probably a lot of kids who had some varsity experience, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had a senior class last year. Was definitely a special class. You know, I miss those guys a lot. Most of them started. Most all seniors started last year. So I'd say most positions, offensive and defensively, had to be filled up this year with guys who have had little to no varsity football experience.
All right, so tell me about your leaders, starting with your quarterback.
Finn Sullivan, he's the epitome of a leader. He is the real deal. I mean, right when you're your quarterback, you're kind of forced that leadership role, but nothing needs to be forced with him. You know, he's on the field. He's a manager. He commands the offense. In school, he's just that. He's that quality student, you know. He leads by his examples, and just in the community as a whole, is just a great kid.
You guys are scoring points. I mean, only a couple of touchdowns against Masco, but that looked like a close game, Coach. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, no, Masco. The Masco game was it was very close. I mean, it was 14-14 at halftime. We turned the ball over twice. You know, we really thought that the score should have been different at half. You know, and then ultimately in the second half, it really just came down to, they ended up grinding us out. They were just, you know, they were better conditioned than us, and they just out-toughed us and pushed us around, and were able to run away with it. But the game definitely went all the way to the end of the third period into the beginning of the fourth period. And then, you know, after that, it was tough to kind of come back.
I've noticed, Ben, that the schools with the bigger numbers are able to substitute a little bit more than the other schools. And that makes a big difference with that extra minute added on. 12 minutes is a long time for a quarter in high school.
Yeah, the games definitely feel, I mean, the last 2 weeks, they have been they feel like they're very long. I mean, they're about 2 hours plus, so it does, they are pretty long.
Okay, let's skip to the Bedford game. You racked up 42 points. Who were the guys on offense and defense for you in that one?
I'd say I think Lucas Stallard got Herald and Globe Player of the Week. He at wide receiver, you know, he had two touchdowns and two very explosive plays. Really able to get open deep. And then defensively, even though, you know, we did let up 27 points, we need to get better at defense. He did shine on defense with 11 tackles. So just a kind of all around football player. You know, he's the inside linebacker calling the huddle. He's the quarterback of the defense and is really just a special target to have for Finn. Finn offensively, he had 200 yards passing, you know, about 73 yards rushing.
Wow.
He had four touchdowns, six extra points, so he shined as well. And then the one thing I'll give Jack Haddon a shout out for beating Eddie O'Barrer. I think it's 1967, the longest rush in Newburyport history with a 95-yard rush.
Whoa, okay.
With the previous record being 93, but we did bust his chops a little bit in film because the referee beat him into the end.
Oh, geez.
we saw it on film, so we had fun in the film set. It's like, you got the record, but, you know, that 50-year-old ref, he beat you into the end zone.
He's going to hear that for the rest of his life now. You know that, right?
Definitely. But he broke the record, and I definitely want to give him a shout-out there because that was a good job. Offensive line as a unit definitely took a step forward from the first game, so it was good to see them make some progress. Still a lot of work to do, but, you know, definitely made some progress.
Well, it's funny. It is early still on the one hand, but on the other hand, you're getting into the meat of the season. And, Coach, one interesting thing I'm noticing that I find rather amazing, I'm looking at the Capehan League standings, and with this kind of creative schedule you've had in the first three games, you know, every team in the league has one win already except for Ipswich. Now, that's unusual for a couple of reasons. Everybody's got a win, and Ipswich doesn't.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I think that the Capehan League, even Ipswich, all the teams, it doesn't matter if they have a win or not right now, is going to be highly competitive. I know that the team, as teams, we're all on, you know, the same playing field and looking forward to the Capehan League as well. We're not split into divisions this year. There's mm-hmm. eight teams in a league and there's one champion, which mm-hmm. is kind of like how it used to be, which is exciting. So on Thanksgiving Day, a team could be competing to win the Capehan League title, which is also exciting.
Yeah, I missed that. That's good. Finally, Coach, tell us about what you expect from Triton.
You know, Triton's definitely they watching them on film. You know, their offensive line, defensive line looks strong. They got some guys in the skill positions who can move around, run around, and make some plays. Their quarterback, he can scramble. You know, defensively, you know, they really, they run around and fly to the football. And, we know we expect it to be a true river rival game. You know, Newburyport, Triton, you know, we once were one school in, the 70s. I believe in 72, Triton, broke off and became Triton. You had the kids from Triton used to go to Newburyport. So
Yep.
It's also a trophy game. It's our border battle. We instituted a trophy when Coach Chan was there. So it is a trophy game. It's like Thanksgiving mm-hmm. in September.
Fantastic. A playoff game already. Third week of the season. All right. Coach, anything else you want to mention?
No, I mean, it's really good to catch up with you and just kind of, it's awesome coming on the show and just kind of talking football and talking about the season. It's just very excited that it's the fall and we're playing football in the fall and we're not pushing back to another February, April season.
I know. It's great, Coach, man. I feel the same way and so does everybody else. I'm so happy that you have the kids out there. Good luck, Ben, and we'll talk again in a week or so, a couple of weeks.
No, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolski with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.